Hey everybody, it's Silly Cute. I thought I would do a questionnaire response answer whatchamacallit for my first official audio on GWA Backstage, or official post, I should say. And I thought it would be fun to do this so you guys can get to know me. And I've had a really good time listening to the other responses that people have posted. And it's been pretty cool getting to know you guys. And I hope that you guys enjoy listening to my answers. I hope that they make sense. I tend to ramble. And sometimes I make sense. Sometimes I don't. So I'm going to do my best. And we'll hope it goes well. So here we go. I decided to do Penny for your aunt bod. I hope I said that right. That questionnaire, the one for December. And so here we go. Question number one, a snowy covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day, which is the better place to celebrate this time of year? Why? I would have to say a snowy covered cabin just because I'm, used to the snow. I love the cold. I love this time of year and, I miss the snow. I don't really get to see a whole lot of it where I live now. And, when I was growing up, I saw snow pretty much every winter and I loved it. Definitely, definitely miss it. Where I am now, we mostly just get ice, which pretty much sucks. So, I'm hoping this year we get snow. I'm not holding my breath, but you never know. And, so I would have to say definitely a snowy covered cabin. I've been to the beach around this time and I did enjoy it. It was a lot quieter, but I just prefer the snow because hello, you can make snowmen and snow igloos and stuff, which is awesome. Like, hello. Okay, and the other awesome thing is hot chocolate. I really like hot chocolate. Well, I like hot tea more, but I like hot drinks when it's cold because they thaw my hands and my whole body because I'm frozen and, you know, that kind of sucks. Okay. Question number two. Did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? And if you don't celebrate any holidays, what were your Decembers like? Well, I do celebrate Christmas. We celebrated Christmas pretty hardcore in my family. My grandfather was a huge fan of Christmas, and I miss him dearly. He passed away I think almost 10 years ago now, and he always made Christmas really special, and I always enjoyed being at his house during the holidays because he just did everything he could to just enjoy the time that the family was there. And I just really appreciated it. And as I grew up and after my grandfather had passed away, my mom really did a lot to make the holiday special. And I don't know if we had any traditions per se. I think one tradition we do have is putting the tree up on Thanksgiving. And that's definitely something that I enjoy doing. And because I love having the Christmas tree up as soon as possible. And as for any other traditions, I don't know if we have any actual traditions that we do every year. But the Christmas tree on Thanksgiving Day is definitely one. We watch a lot of Christmas movies in my family. Huge fan of those. And we have a couple of our favorites. Hallmark has all of those Christmas movies on, like, starting in October, or maybe it's November. I don't know. Anyway, they start really early, and we watch occasionally some of those, and watch the classics like The Grinch Stole Christmas and Charlie Brown Christmas and stuff like that. Those are really big favorites of mine. I actually really like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't know why, but I love to watch it at Halloween and Christmas time. It's an interesting movie. I just really like it. Yeah, I think that's about it for that question. Okay, number three. What is the best and worst present you've ever received for this holiday season? What is the best and worst gift you've ever given someone else for this holiday season? I haven't really gotten any holiday gifts or Christmas gifts yet. Because I mean, I know it's like almost a week until Christmas, but haven't really done any gift exchanges yet. I'm supposed to have a tacky Christmas sweater brunch with a couple of my friends sometime this week. So probably some Christmas gifts given then. Hard to say what they decide. I think so far, a gift I have gotten for Christmas, I got one early from my mom. She gave me a camera, and she knows how much I love to take pictures. And I've been kind of working on taking some better pictures, like just, you know, actual good pictures, not just like, I'm going to take a picture of this tree. It looks cool. But actually really trying to find the best settings on the camera for the lighting and all this stuff. And it's been really fun. So I have to say that is my best. The worst, I haven't gotten it much to say I have a worse present. I really try to appreciate anything I get from anyone, because it's the thought that counts, and it's the fact that they thought of me and wanted to give it to me, and I appreciate that. And what is the best and worst gift I have given? The best. Gosh, I don't know. One of my friends really likes the banana bread I make, and I gave them a loaf of it recently. I don't know if that's actually a Christmas gift, but they really liked it, and they appreciated it. So I'm going to say that was the best I have given, according to them. The worst gift I have ever given, I haven't given anyone anything that, well, I hope I haven't given anyone anything that they hated or didn't like. I usually try and get something for the person I'm shopping for. Just something that I, you know, thought of them when I saw it, or it's something that they've wanted for a really long time, or something related to what they've wanted for a really long time. And I normally don't look at like how much something costs all the time. I mean, I'm not going out and spending $1 million on a Christmas gift, but I definitely try to like keep it, you know, in a certain range. But I try to like give my friends and family things that really are special. Even if I have to like go to a million stores or stuff like that. I am very into gift giving. I would much rather give gifts than receive them. So it's always a really fun thing for me to watch my friends open gifts that I know they're gonna love, and that's like the best gift for me. As cliche as it sounds, it is true. Okay, question number four. Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, the Grinch. I'm sorry, I don't really say swear words. So I'm going to say blank, marry, kill. I have to say I would marry Santa Claus because he's awesome. I don't know. Well, you know, I would have to say I might kill the Grinch because, you know, he's the Grinch. I mean, I know that at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he has a change of heart. So I don't know. Herbie the Elf. I'm not really familiar with Herbie the Elf. Or Hermie the Elf. I just saw that bottom edit. I don't know who that is. So I guess I'm going to blank Hermie the Elf. Even though I don't know who it is. So that's like a blind date sort of, or a blind hookup. I don't know. And let's see. Question number five. What is your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? I kind of answered that earlier. I think in question two, I like to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. And that has to be, like, I think my favorite to watch in December. And, of course, I like How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the cartoon. I am a purist. I have to have the cartoon. And I like to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. Those are really great. And I like to watch them with my family and my friends sometimes. And get some Christmas cookies and hot cocoa and just sit down and enjoy ourselves. It's a nice time. I do love that. Number six. Do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? Well, I don't like eggnog, so that's kind of a big thing. I'm also allergic to dairy, so no eggnog for me, per se. Let's go with hot tea or hot cocoa. And carolers aggressively singing at me. Well, that would be interesting. That's never happened to me. I think I'd probably end up laughing hysterically if that happened to me. Or I would start aggressively singing back at them, maybe. I am kind of finding the whole image of that very funny. If it ever happens, you all will be the first to know. Until then, let's cross our fingers that it happens so I can at least die happy. Yes. Tell us a really good Christmas joke. Question number seven. Do I know any Christmas jokes? I don't think I know any good Christmas jokes. Oh my gosh, I don't. I fail. Oh. I don't even know any Christmas jokes in general, let alone a good one. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. I got nothing. This is terrible. As soon as I'm done with this questionnaire, I am going to have to find some really good Christmas jokes. So I am prepared because, like, it's important. I'm so sorry, you all. Okay, question number eight. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. I kind of mentioned this earlier in one of my other answers. For the past 5 or 6 years, my friends and I decided to start doing tacky Christmas sweater parties. And normally we get together, go out and have our tacky Christmas sweaters on, and we'll go to a restaurant for dinner or something. We've met at houses before, our friends' houses, and had like this massive feast, and that was awesome. So that's like definitely something I enjoy. So at one of these Christmas parties, we had a white elephant gift exchange, and one of my friends brought this really silly American Idol plastic microphone, and it was like one of those ones that kind of alters your voice a little when you sing into it or talk into it. And that was the gift at the party, and everyone kept stealing it from the person who picked it out. And so eventually somehow we ended up outside going for a walk, and my friend lives lived in a pretty quiet neighborhood, and it was, gosh, I think it was around 1 in the morning. We all went outside, and the friend who had picked out the microphone was like singing into it, making a total ruckus and fool of herself. And one of my other friends ran over, grabbed it out of her hand, and like just took off running, and like ran down the road and like, or through the neighborhood, and like she just was totally into having that microphone, and she was like singing as she ran. And so it was an interesting time. I really wish I had gotten it on video to post somewhere, probably YouTube, just so we could have that for the rest of our lives. I wish I could have played it at her wedding, because she got married a year ago, and it was Christmas time, coincidentally, and so I wish I had had that video for us to play. And that was probably one of my favorite memories, and one of my favorite stories. I am friends with a bunch of goofballs. I love them all dearly, and they're great. And let's see here. Question number 9. Sing a Christmas-inspired song or read us a short Christmas-inspired poem. Okay, my singing voice sucks, and I don't know about a Christmas-inspired song. I don't even have... Okay, let's Google a short Christmas-inspired poem. Let's see here. Let's see if I even find anything. I feel so on the spot. I should have prepared. I am failing you all once again. Let's see here. Well, some of these are really cute, and some of them are, like, really sad and depressing. Okay, let's see here. No, I don't like that. A Dust of Snow by Robert Frost. Okay, this is nice. The way a crow shook down on me, the dust of snow from a hemlock tree, has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I had rued. That's pretty nice. So that was Dust of Snow by Robert Frost. Great fella. Love his stuff. That covers question number 9. Okay, and question number 10. If you could give Christmas gifts to 5 or more GWAers, What would the gifts be and who would you give them to and why? Oh my goodness. Let's see. If I could give Christmas gifts to five or more. Okay. I would give Sweet Like a Niece something involving pugs, because he loves pugs and he has a really cute pug and I love pugs. I am a huge fan of puggy pugs. Every time I see a puggy pug, I lose my mind. Let's see, number two, another person. Let's see. I'm just picking off random people that I have listened to audios recently. Diced Radium, I would give him, I would give him a massage. I don't know. I don't know. So I will be appearing at your door with massage oils ready to massage you. Okay. Okay. Number three, who's another GWAer? I don't know. I am so terrible. I suck. Wait, let me think. Who have I saved other audios to listen to? Let's see here. Super Happy Death Squad. I would give him I don't know. I am randomly deciding what I would give him. I would give him a pair of socks. How's that? Super Happy Death Squad. I'm sorry. Socks are kind of lame, but that's what I'd give you. Let's see here. So that's three. I need two more. Thunder FM. Thunder blank mountain. I would give him, let's see. I think I would give him, gosh, I don't even know. I would give him, oh, I know. I would give him a Christmas themed pair of boxers, because he is the one that introduced me to GWA, and I think you would look totally hot in a pair of Christmas themed boxers. And one more. Let's pick a lady. You know what? I have to say I would give a gift to Belle in the Woods. I would give her maybe a journal, a really nice journal to write scripts in. Because she writes amazing scripts. And I chose one of her scripts as my first audio on GWA, and I really enjoy doing it, and you should definitely check her out. So those are the five people I would give gifts to, because they're awesome and they each deserve a gift, and I'm probably forgetting people, in which case I am totally sorry. There are a lot of GWAers I would give gifts to, because you all give me so much, wink, wink, when I listen to your audios. And yeah, so that's who I would choose. Okay, and question number 11 is a bonus. What is your one big Christmas wish this year? I would have to say I'd really love to see peace on earth, honestly, because there is a lot going on in the world, and I try to stay pretty informed about everything going on, and it breaks my heart because these people deserve a break. They are more deserving of a break than I can imagine. The people who just are going through so much, rebuilding their lives after attacks, in their countries. Everything going on in Aleppo, everything going on here in America, people who are in a minority are facing hate crimes. And it's tough, and I wish I could do more. So I really do wish for world peace. So that's what I would choose. And so that'll do it for this audio. And I hope you enjoyed it and learned a little bit more about me. I'm sorry I got really serious at the end. But I felt like it was a good answer, an honest answer. And so that'll do it. And I hope you guys have a great day, evening, whatever time you're listening to this. And I will talk to you guys later, because I will definitely post more. Bye.